The problem is to increase the operation that we were running, and it's what we are facing since the beginning, actually just after the crisis. So MSF, we were running three hospital structures in Port-au-Prince. One of them collapsed. The other one is not usable because the building was too weakened. So we had to, on the one hand, continue to take care for patients, to take care of our staff that was physically or psychologically traumatized by the incident, and then increase significantly our operation, which we did by opening additional structure. We are now running seven hospital or structure where patients are hospitalized in Port-au-Prince, and we are opening three others outside Port-au-Prince in other affected areas of the earthquake, or directly, or because a lot of displacement occur and are bringing wounded people and or simply a displaced person towards locations that were not affected. So we had to increase a lot of operation to tackle the emergency surgery, because that is an emergency. This earthquake creates an incredible number of wounded people, and that's something that we can't compare with a recent natural disaster on which we have been confronted to. The most close one that we can find in terms of impact is the Armenia earthquake in 1989. So it's 20 years ago that we have not been confronted to a natural catastrophe that creates so many wounded people. So it was a challenge, of course, to do that. We had logistic challenge to do that because landing planes into Port-au-Prince appeared to be difficult due to other priorities that were given, or we don't know, mismanagement from the airport. So we had to find alternative way to bring urgent equipment to Republic Dominican, which took us delayed a bit the response that we could give. Now, what we are confronted to, concretely speaking, on the field, is the fact that hospitals are full of new patients, but mostly of patients that we have been operated, that received surgery, and that are occupying beds, and we are now looking for structures where we can do only post-surgical activities to free a bit of space in the hospital in which we are doing surgery. We have to notice as well that, of course, we have all the wounded from the earthquake. They have not been all treated. Unfortunately, some of them did die by lack of care in the early days after the earthquake because of the infection, and we have not been able, nor Doctors Without Borders, nor all the organization working on it, to treat all the wounded. There were too many, too much for everybody. And we have all those wounded people, but as well, the other medical emergency did not stop of the city. So we still have C-sections, we still have complicated deliveries, we still have emergency surgery to perform, not related to the earthquake. But health problems do continue.